This podcast is produced by the Rec Peer Education Team. The Rec Room is the youth programs branch of Kachemak Bay Family Planning Clinic. To learn more, visit homerrecroom.org.
Hello, and welcome to the Peer Ed Podcast in Homer, Alaska. I'm your host, Ella Davis. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the content relating to sex work that people consume online and how it affects them. With Kathleen Kuhn and Sierra Moskios, we'll discuss the ins and outs of sex work content on social media. Be sure to listen all the way through for the details. Our guests today are Kathleen.
My name is Kathleen. I am a peer educator at the Rec Room. My pronouns are she, her. I'm 18.
And Sierra.
Hi, my name is Sierra Moskios. I use she and her pronouns. I also go by the name Lady C. And I am the Rec Room coordinator at the Rec Room, which is a resource enrichment co-op and a free drop-in space for teens 12 to 18.
They're going to share with us a bit of the content they've seen online and how it's impacted them. Have you noticed any content related to sex work on your social media?
Yes, totally. I see a lot of either people like adverting their own OnlyFans, people making commentary on like the type of people who do OnlyFans, like negative reactions to it, or people who do sex work themselves talking about problems within the sex work community or problems sex workers face.
I'd say in general, a lot of the media that I consume is already really sex positive based on my lifestyle and the work that I do. So it reflects a lot in my social media stream, I guess, or what I'm seeing on my feed. So I follow a lot of sex positive pages like Sex Etc. or Clitorit, and like they are consistently posting messages that are uplifting and supporting sex work and sex education. I also have some friends who are sex workers, so their presence definitely comes up on my social media too. I have someone who is, you know, has an OnlyFans and like are promoting that, you know, on their page, and so I see that for sure.
Has this content seemed to have more of a positive or negative connotation, or both?
I feel like I've heard some people, like Mia Khalifa, talk about like the negatives to sex work, but I feel like generally when you see people promoting their OnlyFans or like talking about like, oh, you know, I met up with this person to do a shoot, it was amazing. Like that gives it a very different context to what it is, and the way like people don't realize that porn is like curated. It's like a movie. It's not like things are enhanced. This is like a fantasy. It's a perfect picture of what sex is, not what sex necessarily is.
Yeah, I would say, like, and definitely in my world, like, I view it as positively, so it's more positive, even if things, like, come up negative in my feed, like, it's usually shut down by someone in my life, or, like, me, who has facts to, like, back up why sex work shouldn't be stigmatized. So, generally, yes, positive, sometimes a little bit negative, but for the most part positive, yeah.
Do you feel as if this content impacts your confidence level or your body image?
For me personally, as someone who like is bigger, it's really nice to see other people who have the same body as me feel empowered because like they're doing this thing. But also like I've heard a lot of people who are plus size talk about like feeling like they're just a fetish. Like that part's like never talked about.
I wouldn't say that it negatively impacts me at all. I would say it probably inspires me. I really like seeing people taking charge of their lives and their bodies.
Has seeing this content changed what behaviors you'd like to engage in?
Personally, I feel like from hearing the limited content I've heard about like the negative connotations of sex work, I feel like personally for me it would be very like, oh, not good for me or my mental health. But like I love hearing people who do sex work or who support sex work talk about it and the realities and, you know, maybe some of the fun parts or, like, beneficial parts of it, too. But as long as they're not making it seem like rose-tinting it.
I don't think so. I think it's probably just, like, reaffirmed my values and beliefs and, like, generates really great conversation within my family and friend circles and at work. Like, I learn a lot more about statistics and real life stories. I also like consume other media outside of social media that's based around sex work, like podcasts. I listen to podcasts about people who do sex work. I listen to podcasts that interview people who do sex work. Yeah, I think it's just all around like more informative and educational for me, and less like makes me feel like crap about my body or like my mind. I wouldn't say that I'm like feeling like I'm comparing myself to people who might be doing sex work.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I feel like the way that we view sex work has really changed since it's become like the internet has become a thing. Definitely. Because like porn used to be like people shooting on VHS. You know, you'd have a stash of magazines. The way that like porn can be spread super easily and quickly has really changed like the porn industry.
Let's see. I would just say that if anyone is feeling like their confidence or their body image is being affected by it, to know that everything is edited and that everything is trimmed down and polished up, and like we all know that social media is not reality, and so to like take everything that you're seeing with a grain of salt and to, you know, filter your feed into things that are more educational or, you know, are being sourced ethically, and to check your sources and make sure that you're consuming stuff that is actually legit, and always, always unfollow stuff that makes you feel like crap.
Thank you so much to Kathleen and Sierra for their wonderful additions to this episode, and thank you for listening all the way to the end. If you enjoyed today's episode, there are 4 more episodes discussing other aspects of the circles of sexuality that I would highly recommend. You can find them all at homerecroom.org, along with lots of other great resources about sexual health.